The carnage near Damascus last week has appalled many throughout the Middle East. But possible retaliation by the United States, acting alone or in partnership, has left others equally unsettled. Policy analyst Joel Rubin says Washington might wait until it has broader support for any military action.
It is possible that the administration will want to go to the United Nations, will want to seek some level of affirmation for those efforts to get some legitimacy from an international body. It's not 100% clear that they will do that.
The U.S. has failed to get regional backing. The Arab League, which 2 years ago approved Western military intervention in Libya, is pressing for a diplomatic resolution. Syria analyst Torbjörn Soltfeldt spoke to VOA via Skype.
Clearly, a lot of the members of the Arab League probably unofficially support these strikes, but in terms of the domestic message, American strikes and Western military operations in the Middle East are still very contentious and potentially sources of instability and discontent.
Many Mideast nations are already facing political unrest, with anti-American sentiment running high. A U.S. strike before U.N. inspections have determined who carried out the chemical attack could spark more anti-American feeling. But some of the evidence being cited against the Syrian government is reportedly coming from Israel, and that only heightens doubt in a region deeply suspicious of America's ally. Add to that recent history. Analyst Mustafa Labad.
In the U.S., you have a problem with your political credibility in dealing with Arab countries. Iraq was accused to have weapons of mass destruction, and after the invasion, all the world saw it was a lie.
He says people across the region could take to the streets over what they see as hypocrisy.
There is no evidence that Syria used chemical weapons. That Bashar al-Assad is a dictator, he is, but other U.S. allies are also as well dictators.
Labad argues there's one saving grace to reported U.S. plans to use military strikes, that they're not aimed at toppling Mr. Assad. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.